Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome to another Ministries United for Yeshua. We're glad to have you here this evening. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get into this service. Father God, we just give you all the praise and worship, Father. Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor unto your name tonight, Jesus. Thanking you, Father, for not giving up on us. Thanking you for, Lord, standing with us. Thanking you for your grace and your mercy, Father. Just want to thank you tonight, God. God, just touch your people, Father. Father, touch our hearts, Father, to be after you, Father. Father, let us not be tempted to the right or to the left, Father, but let us stand, Father, upon that straight and narrow path, Father, that straight and narrow that we lead us up to heaven, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, for being there with us, Father, for loving us right where we're at, Father. We just give you all the praise, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor on tonight, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, think about the Alpha and the Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you,
my Lord.
You are
worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
We give you all.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Welcome to my wife, Leslie Rich. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast this evening. I love you so much. It has been a hard journey, and we both know that. And as a father has had us have to make some really tough decisions lately, I just want to thank her for standing by my side, for being there with me when nobody else was, and standing there with me even when everybody else wanted to give up. Sometimes we have no idea what an apostle's wife goes through. You know, in order to be able to make it available to allow him to go forth in what the Father has called him to do. This past weekend, my wife and I ministered to a gentleman. My wife caught his information on Craigslist, and he was having a rough night, and he landed up putting it on Craigslist that he was going to give up on everything. And my wife and I went to him and met him at his home, picked him up and spent some time with him. And that night he reconciled his life to the Father. Just like he reconciled his life to the Father, each one of us have that option and opportunity to bring our lives back in one accordance with the Lord. Tonight it is time to call ourselves out of the slumber. It is time for us to call ourselves out of thinking that we have it all together. I stand before you as an imperfect man, but I stand before you as his chosen messenger. So tonight, welcoming to everybody to God's ministry, to his radio broadcast. This is not Apostle Nick's, this is God's. I'm glad, I'm encouraged to see more people here tonight than last week. It's a blessing to be able to see that, and I know that more are coming. Hallelujah. Our person with a testimony, I know they were having problems with their phone and all that, and therapy issues today. So hopefully if we don't get her this week, we'll get her next week. But I want to play one more song called At the Cross. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, welcome everybody to Ministries United for Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Leslie Rich, glad to have you this evening, my baby, my beautiful. Thank you so much for being here to support. You know, like I said earlier, it's not been an easy journey, and I know it hasn't been easy standing by my side. I know it hasn't been easy seeing the go-throughs and the come-downs and all that, but recently we have a friend of ours that gave a word of encouragement to her and I, you know, the other day, and I'm going to read what she said to me. Prophetess LaToya said, hallelujah, I hear restoration for your marriage. Everything that the devil has stolen, it's returning to you double. Hallelujah. And you are about to have a come up. Hallelujah. So everything the devil done try to steal from us, baby, let me tell you something. God gonna turn around and give us even greater and more. And I'm being very cautious, sisters and brothers, before I step into ministry with anyone anymore, because I know that this ministry that the Father has given me is special, and it is strong, and it is mighty in Him. Hallelujah. So, Apostle Lionel, we're glad to have you as well this evening. Hallelujah. Despite what's been going on in his body, he's still here listening in. Hallelujah. Apostle Rita, God bless Amen. You as well. So glad to have you. So glad to hear everybody. Sister Thelma, who always comes with a great word that she sends to me and encouraging messages she puts in the ministry group. This is what it's about, sisters and brothers. It's about us being united together. It's about being united together. Let me see if we have our church in here tonight. I see them that they're here, but I'm going to see if that's them. I know that she doesn't know how to call in, so I was trying to call her in, and we'll see if we got her now. If she does, this woman has a powerful testimony of what the Father has brought her through. Sister Deanna?
Yeah, I'm here.
Guys, welcome to the broadcast again, and I want to tell you that we have an awesome woman of God here that my wife and I have known her for, about a year, year and a half, something like that, and we've gotten to know her heart, we've gotten to know her spirit, and as the Lord has continued to work on each one of us to change the things that are not supposed to be a part of us, you know, the Bible says we are overcomers by the word of our testimony. So, Lord, I pray that you word her mouth tonight as the floor is given to her for a moment to share her testimony, Father, of where you've brought her from, Father, even the days that she was a police officer and all the things that she has gone through, Father. Lord, you give her the guidance on where to go with her testimony tonight, Father. And Lord, as we go forth, Lord, let her words come forth, Lord. Let it come like a two-edged sword, Lord. Lord God, let those words touch the hearts of your people, and let the people not leave the same way they came in on tonight, God. We
your
give
recording
you all
has
glory.
Reached the maximum length.
Name.
To replay
Amen.
Your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4.
Hallelujah.
To send a fax, press 6.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Deanna, are you still there?
To replay your message, press 1.
Huh, we just had her. She just said something a moment ago. I don't know what happened. But okay. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we'll come back. I'm going to have somebody else share then. Sister Kitty, why don't you share a testimony?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Good to be back.
Tell a little bit about the work that God's given you, or what you've been doing with your interpreting and all that stuff.
He has me going to helping many different Christian ministries, to sign interpret for the deaf, And I've been doing this for years. I first learned it when I was 12 from a deaf lady who used to live up the street from me. And she kept mentoring me until I took my first official class of sign language in high school, John Marshall. And then they had a whole deaf wing there. I took 2 years of sign language there. And then many, many, many years later, I decided to go to college at both UWM and MATC. And I went to the interpretive training program. And since then, God's just been constantly bringing deaf people across my path. But I least expect it. And he does it over and over and over again, and I'm humbled and honored to sign for these people because they usually don't have an interpreter with them wherever I meet them in the community. Doesn't matter if I'm a patient in the hospital myself, and for instance, there were deaf people across the hall, and I kept hearing a paging system coming over saying sign interpreter needed at room such and such, which happened to be right across the hall from me, and I was supposed to be on bed rest. And I kept hearing them page this interpreter for like 45 minutes, and nobody was answering the call. Apparently, their sign interpreter was on lunch and didn't hear the pages. So I got up out of my bed and went across the hall, and an interpreter for the two deaf people in that room. And the nurse came in, who happened to be the same nurse I had, and she's like, Kitty, what are you doing out of bed? And I said, well, they keep paging for an interpreter. I'm right across the hall. So here I am. God wants me here to help them, so here I am. And then other times I was in a restaurant or a grocery store or a doctor's office or anywhere in the community. And God keeps bringing the deaf across the path. So I ended up interpreting. I just interpreted again this past Saturday at Washington Park here in Milwaukee. They had a praise and worship event there. So I was signing for there. And some deaf people did come to the Lord when I was there on Saturday. So I was
hallelujah.
Like, wow. Amen. And I interpreted for James Meyer Ministries, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Bill Winston, Jesse Duplantis. I signed for Stephen Curtis Chapman when he had a concert, Mercy Me concert, Mary Newsboy concert, many different places. My friend Cheryl McCrary and her husband are anointed pastors, and they ordained ministers, and they travel all over with their Christian music band, and I interpret for them. And just many other places. I signed for Franklin Graham. Billy Graham. I was supposed to sign for Billy Graham, but he was in the hospital at the time. He's since went upstairs to be with the Lord, but I signed for his, when he was in the hospital, his son Franklin Graham took over. So I signed for them. And it's like a lot of people came to the Lord, and I'm just honored to do it. The scriptures that led me to this is in the Bible, it says, those who have ears hear the word of God. The deaf have ears, but their ears don't work like yours and mine do. And then the next scripture is like, how can one hear unless one is sent? Well, God sends interpreters such as myself to interpret for them so they too can also grow in the Lord, grow in the relationship with the Lord, and hopefully become born again. Just with me signing whatever is being said, both in worship as well as song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm honored to do it. I'm like, Lord, use me. You gave me this gift, Lord, so use me wherever you need me. And I'm
hallelujah.
Very happy to do it.
Hallelujah. Yeah. She's getting ready. She's getting ready to in about a year, guys. She's going to actually be traveling across the country with my wife and I as we're going from city to city to state to preach and teach the gospel. And, you know, this past weekend, this is about the second time in my life where I've ministered and witnessed to a Muslim, and I witnessed and ministered to him, and you know, got him to understand that the Quran and what he is walking after is not the same Jesus and same God and Lord that I'm walking after, and that, you know, the only way to heaven is through the true and living God, and through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Himself. So, Jesus was not, nor is he, a prophet, but he is the Messiah. In America, we call him Jesus. In Hebrew, they call him Yeshua. So, I just am grateful for the Lord, where the Lord is bringing this ministry. And I want to thank Mr. Adam for being here tonight, Mr. Adam Hussein. That's my new Muslim friend that I'm getting to know. He was just on here. I guess we just lost him somehow. This system tonight is acting up, but hallelujah. We're going to go forward tonight, and I'm going to open up the floor a couple more times here to give a couple other people a chance to say something. Let's see if I got my wife. Is my wife there? Leslie, are you there? Pooh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, I want her to come. She doesn't always get a chance to share, y'all. She doesn't always get a chance to talk. And tonight I'm going to open the floor for a few minutes to allow the Lord to allow her to come forth, if it be confession, if it be whatever testimony or whatever she would like to share tonight, or even about the current things that we're both learning as a couple that she knows we're learning together. Just come forward for a few minutes. Unfortunately, we don't have Deanna Young on here this evening that was supposed to share a testimony, but I'm sure she'll be here in the next radio broadcast. I know she had therapy today, so y'all continue to pray for her. My wife, I want my beautiful wife to come forth tonight and share, because God didn't call for the perfect. He called for the willing to be perfected. Without further ado, I bring you my beautiful wife of 7 years. We've been married going this upcoming June 29th. The upcoming weekend will be 7 years of marriage, going into our 8th year. And
congratulations.
We're grateful. Even Esperanza Saldivar, who is going to be watching my son over the weekend, so that we can go and enjoy ourselves. Everybody knows that at one point or another, we all go through. And we all have our moments where things are not where they should be. And so tonight I am going to be speaking a message about being tempted. And I'm going to be speaking the message about the Mount of Olives, where Jesus was actually tempted by the devil on the mountain. And so before I go into that, I'm going to bring again, like I said, to my wife, to you, to share whatever may be on her heart this evening. And again, I'm glad she's here.
Okay. Well, I've just kind of had a hard day today. Yesterday we had a little situation here with a little girl that was like around 10. And she lives here in our community. And I was just outside with my little bird, because I just got a little bird that I just absolutely love, even though he snaps at me all the time. But anyways, I got him for free, and he's just a little, he's like my therapy bird. I don't know. He just calms me down, I guess, and kisses me, and, anyway, so I was outside with him because I cut his wings so he couldn't fly away. And this little girl, just comes up to me, and of course the bird probably attracted her, because she saw him on my shoulder. So anyways, she just started talking to me, and I just was trying to reach out to her because she's just, her family situation is not too good. And, yesterday she just wanted to just, She says, can I come over and play with you? I just want to play with you, with your son or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, play with me. Okay. So I was trying to figure out how to, react to that. And so to make a long story short, the little girl and her friend that lives across from us, who's a little older, started, they just came over and visited us because, basically the bird brought them, over, because I was in the house with him, and, they just were, falling in love with them. And, I mean, who can't fall in love with a cute little bird? I mean, it's like finding a kitten, who can't fall in love with a kitten? So it was really hard last night, and I've been just not doing well because of last night, because we had to call the police, because the little girl reached out to me and, was like wanting to spend the night and just stay here and, you know, just whatever. And I, you know, it was just really like, what do I do? You know, I don't have any girls to play with or anything, you know, for her. And she's just like reaching out to me, I gathered. And I'm asking God, how can I handle this? Because I already have a hyper kid and she's hyper, you know, just completely more hyper than him, you know, just a higher, I mean, older. And, you know, just a little, she's just like all over the place in her head, you know, and I just was saying, well, I got to make supper. So anyway, to make a long story short, you know, she's like, oh, can I help you? Can I help you? And then she started asking me for this, asking me for that. I'm hungry. Oh, you know, I'm okay. I'll make sure you eat something. That's fine. So I gave them, you know, snacks and drinks and stuff. And, you know, and then she's like, I want to sleep over so bad. Please, please, let me go ask my uncle. And so I was going to go over and meet her uncle, but then I thought, no, I need to talk to her mother, you know, because with this day and age, you have to be very careful, you know, with children and stuff. So anyway, so I was, you know, proceeding to go over there with this other girl that lived across from me. And it just ended up being a really bad situation. We had to call the police. And then there was a big fight. Besides with the little girl, I was afraid for her life. And, you know, she just begging me to sleep over and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, besides that, and today just has been hard for me because, you know, talking about being there and being in unity, being, you know, like being there for each other and coming together, you know, and I was just, you know, having such a bad day today because I was worried about her, you know, because she wouldn't, you know, give me the time of day after the event that took place. She saw me and just wrote off. And I'm like, well, I can't take it personal. She's just a kid. She don't understand. So whoever's coughing, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got to go on my throat. Sorry.
Okay, so anyway, I was just, you know, and then my son, he's already like bonkers with his, you know, hyper, you know, love him to death, but he just keeps me going in circles. And just, you know, I never get a break. So I'm just like, you know, having such a bad day, just thinking about this little girl, Gabby, and, you know, just, you know, worrying about her and if her mother understands all this stuff that I was looking out for her, that was my only intention. And, you know, Nick actually, you know, was right in agreement with me, you know, too. So we were just doing the best thing. And so I've just been dealing with that, thinking about her, wondering, you know, if she's all right and she's mad at me, you know, because she's like, doesn't even know me and wants to sleep overnight. And from that to what happened last night, it was just like, just so much drama. And so I'm just like overwhelmed, like beyond overwhelmed. And, you know, this lady, Esperanza, who Nick mentioned, is a little lady who, you know, I feel the only person, you know, in range of us who absolutely loves my son. You know, my mom is awesome. I love them. You know, but they're getting up there, and it's hard for them to, you know, come and help with Paul. And, you know, she's always with the other kids. She's got, like, 15 great-grandkids, you know. So people who are grandparents understand. You know, I understand her. You know, she needed to stretch herself out, you know. But I find out a lot of times she's in Milwaukee, by the lake, whatever. You know, but she never bothers to come visit us or take Paul, you know, at all. And we have a tracker on him, you know, we got a GPS tracker just in case, you know, he likes to be free and run. Who doesn't like to be free, you know, and explore the world? But, you know, it's just like, she just can't handle it. And she's always making excuses. But every other day I see pictures of her with the other kids and my brother's kids and my sister's kids that have 9 kids, you know, and it's just really,
man.
I was telling Nick, it was just really bothering me. And it's just, you know, and he's trying to calm me down and say, they've been there for us and blah, blah, blah. But I started to realize, you know, people are only there when they need you, you know, I mean, or if you need them, you know, it can't be like that. You know, it's gotta be like 50-50 or, you know, I don't give to someone because I want something back. I give because I give to give to give. You know, God never gave himself to get anything back except for our heart. I mean, and our soul, and our, you know, being in heaven with him. You know, so someone died on the cross, you know, for us who are just as filthy as could be, like a pig and slop, you know, and he still loves us and, you know, and forgives us. And, you know, and so I was next like, well, you need to just remember that they've been here for us and, you know, financially or whatever. But it's not always financially. I'm not talking about finances or money, because, you know, money is just not what I've been thinking about all the time. You know, it's about the time that you spend with people, the time that you give to somebody. It's not a picture. It's not like on the phone talking to them. It's literally talking to them on, you know, on a bench somewhere, talking and face to face. That is what I consider, you know, spending time with people. It's not buying this, buying that, you know. Well, I brought this for him, so that should suffice. No, you know, it's about being there, because Paul's constantly saying, grandma, 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 grandma. You know, and she doesn't come around or contact me unless I contact her. Or Nick goes over there to cut their grass and I walk their dog or whatever. It's only like, well, they'll deal with us if we do something for them. And that's not always been the case. It's just been lately. So I'm just really frustrated. And, you know, when Nick says, well, it's good to see all these people coming together on the phone. And, yeah, this is good because you come together in fellowship and trust each other and, you know, take the time for each other. You know, this is obviously the way we do it, or, you know, the way we have to do it being on a, you know, on the internet. I mean, not the internet, the airwaves. So that's better than nothing, I guess. And so I started to sit here and think about all this, you know, just, God, I'm just like, Esperanza is just like the same age as my mom. And, you know, it's going to take care of him when we're gone, wherever we're going. You know, and I love my mom. I mean, I love her dearly. She's had a lot of stuff happen to her. She's got 2 brain aneurysms. Her husband's got Parkinson's. You know, she's got 15 great-grandchildren. You know, I mean, it's just there's so much, and I understand, huh?
Wrap it up.
Okay, so to wrap it up in a little nice, pretty present, all I'm saying is, you know, the time we spend with people is more important, you know, than being on the phone, watching TV, you know, just even simply going for a walk, you know, at sun, you know, when it gets cool out, just going to talk to someone, like at the park, like we met that Muslim person and the child that we were ministering to and the other lady that I was talking to in the mobile home park that needed some advice, was coming to me for advice. And I'm just like, you never know what someone has a need of. You never know. So, you know, I'm sitting here and Nick's like, oh, well, don't feel bad for yourself. So don't sit here and feel bad. It's not, you know, this isn't attacking you thing. But I was feeling bad. I'm just like, you just don't understand. You're a man. You just couldn't possibly, but he does. And anyway, so, you know, and it's just really frustrating when I try so hard, but I said it's all in God's hands now. I told Nick, as far as my mom goes and everything, I'm not going to reach out to her. I'm just going to let her reach out to me because I don't want to say anything to her that would hurt her, because I can be quite bold, as you see. And, you know, God made me this way. And, you know, you have to stand up. You have to stand up or someone will step all over you. And, you know, take advantage of, you know, whatever they want to. And, you know, so just think about that. Think about the person that you love, or the grandchildren, or the people that are with you, around you every day. You know, I mean, imagine if they weren't there. You know, imagine if they weren't there. You know, and what moment you have last to spend with them. What would you do? Where would you go? What would you do?
Mm.
I mean, what would you say? What, would you cry? Would you laugh? Would you fall down on your face and just beg for mercy? So I'm just like, I'm really frustrated. You know, I'm trying to get peace about it, and it's very hard with what Deanna went through, you know, yesterday, and just like, wow, it's just, love is just not there. It's just nowhere, you know, unless you force it. And,
cool.
You know, I'm not
cool.
Forcing nothing. Yeah, I'm
cool.
Done.
All right. Amen. Well,
I'm done.
Somebody here. I got somebody here this evening that would probably love to bless you. I know her heart. I've gotten to know her over the last couple of weeks. And awesome woman of God. I was talking about her early on in the radio broadcast, Evangelist Alma. And I know she's always got a word of encouragement. Before we go into the word here, we all have our things that we need to lay before the Lord, and this is what this is all about, is bringing that confession to the King. Amen. Sister Evangelist Elmer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is there anything you would like to say to my wife?
I just want to let her know, many times when we go through things like that, we don't realize that God is preparing us for other people. So, you know, we see it so hard. But remember that whatever you go through, that is preparation for people down the road that you have to speak to. But if you never went through it, when you meet them, what would you say? So that is why the Lord is allowing you to go through that. And it will pass. Right now it will feel hard and rash and you can't understand. And later on down the road you're going to realize it. Because the Lord brings people in your life for two things. For a reason and a season. That can only happen for a season. And just now you're going to be over with, and then you're going to look back and you're going to say, God, I thank you that I went through that. The Lord bless you, sweetie. I love you.
Hallelujah. 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 We have Brother Apostle David. Glad to have you here this evening, sir. And just always a blessing to hear my brother's voice as well. He's out of the state of Missouri. Thank you so much for being here tonight, my friend.
Glad to be here. I'll actually get to make it. It's been a minute.
I hear you, brother.
Busy time of year for me, man. Busy time.
Mondays can be kind of rough for some people to be able to get here. So I know it's during the week. It's a little bit tougher sometimes. But, you know, the day of the week, honestly. Oh, no, that's fine. The day of the week should matter for nobody. We should be able to come together, simple as that. And I'm glad here we also have another apostle friend of mine, Apostle Willie Howard. Apostle Willie, thank you so much for being here as well, my friend. Welcome to Ministries United for Yeshua, sir. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the word this evening. I don't know about y'all. I'm going to open up the mics because I don't like a solemn assembly. And I know the Father don't like a solemn assembly. The Father don't like it quiet. And you know, there's quietness during our own personal time. But tonight, hallelujah, if you want to say amen in the middle of your hallelujah. Who is that in the background that got music rolling? Okay, I got him. I shut it off. We got them. We're all good to go there. All right. All right. Hallelujah. And we're going to get Willie Howard back on. We just had him and we lost him. Hallelujah. Y'all bear with me for one moment. He dropped the call dropped on him. So one moment here, y'all.
I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic. I will be listening in, and we'll turn my mic back on and as I need to.
Amen, my brother. Amen.
I ain't going nowhere. I'll be on here. I'm wearing headphones out of boom mics. Why? So.
Well, I know I'm going to open up Sister Kitty Worlds, Mike.
Okay.
Let me see if we finally have Sister Deanna Young on here. Y'all know how this thing goes sometimes when trying to get them in, and the system kind of acts funky. Hallelujah. Sister Deanna, how are you doing tonight? I know we had her earlier, and then the thing just cut her off.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1.
Hold on, y'all.
To delete
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we got that one gone. We're going to go ahead and go into the Word then. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Tonight is talking about the Great Tempter. That's the name, that's the topic tonight is called the Great Tempter. We're coming from Matthew's 4th chapter 1 to 11. Then Jesus, Yeshua, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. See, that's natural after a fast to be hungry. And the first thing you should do before you eat is pray. And mm-hmm. make sure that you got yourself where you need to be. Because the great tempter is coming. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." See, the devil thought he could bring a great temptation upon Jesus, upon Yeshua. But see, even as he was tempted, he was able to overcome those temptations, as you will learn throughout this message. Because if you have Yeshua Jesus in you, the Holy Spirit in you, you are the great overcomer as well. But he answered and he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We cannot just live by the words that are in the Bible by themselves, but we must have that Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God, so that the Holy Spirit that's within us can show us what's on those pages, can revelate to us where we need to come up, where we need to bring our walks before the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the devil took him up, hallelujah, into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Here was Jesus' response. "It is written again that you shall not tempt the Lord your God." How many times have many of us tempted the Lord thy God by the actions in the sinful ways and decisions that we have made in our lives? Hallelujah. Again, the devil took him up exceedingly high into the mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Hallelujah. Are you allowing the great tempter to move you?
Are you allowing the great tempter to overcome you? Or are you being an overcomer like Jesus is? Are you letting the great overcomer, hallelujah, bring you out of that thicket of temptation? Hallelujah. Y'all following me? Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels, hallelujah, came and ministered to him. See how many times we give up when Jesus' angels, his ministers of worship, would have come to you if you would have stood the test. How many of us are not standing the test? How many of us are giving up? How many of us are not being united in the spirit with the King? Because first you must be united with the King, the Father of all fathers, the Alpha and the Omega, the Great I Am. You must first be united to him before you can be united with anybody else. Amen? Are you allowing yourself to be tempted by the great tempter? Or are you going to be like Jesus and overcome the wiles of the enemy? Think about that very next action you're going to take. Think about that very next word that's going to come out your mouth. Think about that very next thing you're about to do. Is the great tempter overcoming you, or are you overcoming the great tempter? Wasn't going to be a long, drawn-out message tonight. But God wants us to come to the point where even if somebody offers you $1 million, would you sell your soul for $1 million?
Nope.
Y'all following?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but this is good.
Yeah, it is. Preach
the
it,
great
man.
Tempter.
Preach it.
It's the great tempter, y'all, that you don't have to give in to. When you're there in the wee hours of the night, where you feel like you got nothing else there, remember that Jesus said, resist the devil and he shall flee. He said that faith with the substance of things hoped for, evidence in things not seen. Even though you might be going through a financial struggle, the great tempter might be tempting you, hallelujah, to go back and do this or go back and do that. But you must follow the will and follow the way of Jesus Christ. I've been recently asked to take over and be an apostle of a house of worship here in Milwaukee. I've been recently asked not only that, but to lead down the road a worship center out of Florida.
Wow.
And as I stood here and I said, but what are the things that I have to do to be able to do so? What do I have to give up in order to do so? And the Lord showed me the great tempter brought that in my path to knock me off a path. Because I know already what the Father done told me to do. Already know then what the Father done showed me. And no matter what the financial situation may look at like in your life, no matter how many great things other people out there may offer you, just like Satan offered Jesus the whole world and the whole kingdom, many will come to you and say, I offer you this house of worship. I offer you this 700-800 acres to do whatever you want with for the kingdom. But is that God's plan?
Nope.
I know where the Lord told me this, to travel this country, to get over 50-plus contacts across this nation, united together. Jesus is the same thing as Yeshua. If you take J-E, it's yeah.
Hold on, I'm in the Bible ministry.
Amen?
No.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So from this moment forth, this ministry, as we've been going through the spiritual transition over the last some odd weeks that we've been here on Monday nights, hallelujah, God has called me as the leader of Ministries United for Yeshua. And this is not my ministry, but it is His. And I am nothing but a messenger and a vessel that He chose to run it. Hallelujah. And it is time for us to unite across this country, across the United States. How can we expect, though, hallelujah, anything to change if us within the church are not changing? Are you allowing the tempter into your life, into your family, into your job, into your marriage? Or are you overcoming the tempter like Jesus did? And you allowing Him, as you overcome, to let the angels of His ministers to minister to you. Tonight I challenge you. Not even I challenge you. God challenges you. Stop giving in to the great tempter and start overcoming the great tempter in your life, and watch how mountains will move. Watch, hallelujah, how healings will take place. Watch how the ministry will unite. Watch how we will come together for Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Apostle Lanil.
Amen.
I know you want a piece of this.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all, but this great tempting message was woo. Huh.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lanil.
First of all, give honor to God, who's the head of our life, our Christian members and friends. It's indeed a blessing to be on another one of God's programs, because our Father already knew who was going to be here and what we was going to talk about. Anyway, I'm not going to prolong the time, but just like the word said, the devil is out here. He's out here. We fight. He's fighting harder, which makes us have to fight harder and pray harder. He's taking our children. He's putting things in all over the cities, the suburbs, everywhere. And he's telling our kids, it's okay. You can do this here. Don't worry about what your parents say. Oh, but when they start to get in trouble, and here he come laughing at you, dummy, fool, I got you, and I'm going to keep getting you in trouble. When all they got to do is sit down and pray and ask. That word in the Bible, it says, ask, and it shall be given to you. What's wrong with asking? It didn't say go out and do, and you're going to get it. It says that, and it shall be given to you. But we got to ask God. I know there's a lot of things we want to ask our parents. But if we ask God first, if God figure we supposed to have this here, he going to put it in our parents' heart. And we going to get it. Because our God is a loving God. We got to stop going on and over an impulse. Because you see somebody else with something. I want that. It wasn't meant for you to have. So you got to wait. Patience is the essence of growth. If we be patient with God, God going to make sure we get everything that he has from us. And ain't no job, no bank, nobody got more than our Father can give us.
Amen.
Because our Father can give us life and life more abundantly. Ain't no man, no woman, no child, no boy or girl can do that.
That's right.
The devil can take us to hell, but God can put a stop to it.
Amen.
That's why we got to keep on serving God, regardless of the situation. We know the devil is hardcore, but we got to get harder.
That's right. Come on.
Ground.
That's right.
Because only God can do it. My mama can't do it for me. My daddy can't do it for me. My sister, my brother, none of them can do it for me. But God. God is only somebody that can do this. But we got to believe. We got to get serious. We got to put the right foot out and just the left foot follow. We got to stay on that straight and narrow path. Yeah, we're going to fall over, but our Heavenly Father, Jesus, is going to pick us up, dust us off, and say, try again.
Mm.
He already said it. He will never leave us nor forsake us. All these people out here that we call as friends, they forsake us. They lie on us. They turn other people against us. But God, when you got God in your heart, you don't worry about what all them other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows the truth. And only the truth can set us free. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle David Floyd, anything you would like to say?
Well, he does say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you.
Come on.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 28, I like to go to often. I mean, it's the blessing for obedience, and it's the curse for rebellion. It just puts the rubber right on the road. But one thing he has said to me is, I will grant you the desires of your heart. If I'm in you and you are in me, your desires are going to be kingdom desires. And he has told me that even the desire that I desire is from him. So, I mean, do not be afraid to ask. Apostle, I'm going to send you something in Messenger to see if it bears witness to you. I'll allow you to release that if you see folks so fit. It's kind of along the lines of this season that's coming up. But
hallelujah.
And I don't know anywhere or read anywhere that we're talking about poverty. I believe some of the prosperity faith guys took it to a little extreme for personal gain, and you know,
yep,
Bible
come
also
on.
Talks about that. I mean, he says there's a greater damnation for those that lie and profiteer from the pulpit, and
That's right.
I see a lot of that going on, man. We got, you know, our country needed a Cyrus, and you know what? I believe the church needs a Jehu right now, especially in the parts where I'm at. There's a lot of spiritual wickedness going on. But enough of that. I'll deal with my backyard as I see fit, I guess.
Well, David, here's the thing. We are coming into a season where the Father is giving one last moment of mercy.
Amen.
And everybody has a choice. We have a choice if we're going to grab a hold of that mercy or we're going to turn around and give ourselves to the world and Satan.
Well,
Well, here's the thing, sisters and brothers. It's really not a choice, because if you truly have tasted and seen of him, you will not give in to this world. Simple as that. So don't be deceived by how much somebody can give you, for how pretty a woman may be, or how handsome a man may be.
Amen.
But right now, the great tempter is out to kill, steal, and destroy, as he has been for over 1,000 years. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. He's even more strong now than he's ever been. And the only reason why we say that is because we are in that time of mercy. But even in the midst of that mercy, the Bible talks about in the last days, there would be a great falling away.
That's right.
Amen.
So don't be caught up in the great falling away. Don't be pulled to the left or the right just because something sound great don't mean it's what God wants for you. And I guess, Lionel, I'm getting my confirmation tonight is after you and I talked this afternoon about a certain brother and a certain fella and about a certain thing. I got my confirmation and already told them I would not take the house of worship on. And I even told them I would not do. I said, this will not line up with what the Father has for me and my wife to do.
Amen.
We can unite together. But when we unite together, there can be no controlship. Because when there's controlship, what happens? Now the Jezebel spirit gets a chance. The Jezebel spirit gets a chance to make its way and seep its way in. And I'm telling you, I could sniff that spirit, and I can see it in the spiritual realm, hallelujah, more now than I ever did, because I dealt with it for 7 years.
There's one on every front row of every church that's on the move, my friend.
It is, my friend. And the Father is tired of it. He's tired of it. Many have a so-called holiness, but your so-called holiness is not going to get you into heaven if it is not divine.
Amen.
Holiness.
Amen.
It's got to be divine holiness. And if the divine one lives on the inside of you,
a telephone Bible study.
Hallelujah. Then you can walk in his glory. You can walk in his presence. Hallelujah. I come stronger and stronger. And as the Lord is continuing to have me meet more ministers from around the country, and as I'm going through school right now for some more certifications, and as I'm going through my personal study time before the Lord, I'm realizing every moment how much more I need to know of him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just, you know, my wife is, you know, she has such a keen eye to see things. And sometimes over the years, I thank the Lord for opening my eyes so that I can see the gem and the jewel that I have.
Amen.
She can see things. She can see things that I don't sometimes see. But that's where she helped bring out the how the Bible say the one will even out the other.
Amen.
And it makes the ministry stronger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, Sister Kitty World, Evangelist Elma and Rita and there's a woman's power hour starting on Thursday nights, the 11th of July. We need to empower the kingdom of God. And the Lord said to start a woman's power hour because women are the ones that pray. They go to assert. They have a special place in God's heart. Let me tell you why I say they got a special place in God's heart. Because, and I'm talking about women. I'm talking about a women of God.
Amen.
Who was the first person to see Jesus when he came out the tomb? Anybody know that answer?
The woman.
Yes.
No, who was it?
It was the woman.
Mary Magdalene?
That's right, Mary Magdalene. That's right.
Amen.
Who was the first woman to see him dying on the cross?
His mother Mary.
That's right. His mother. His mother was the first one to see him dying on that cross from a woman, I'm saying.
Amen.
There is a significance in the women of God. And I encourage every man, I encourage every woman, I encourage you tonight to go watch the video. Hallelujah. It's what's the name of that video again, Leslie? It's where that lady was praying. She had her own prayer closet.
The war room.
The war room. I encourage every person that can to watch the war room. Because I guarantee you, if you watch the war room, you will have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And each person's encounter with him will be different. But you will have a spiritual encounter like you've never had before. And when you truly have that spiritual encounter with the King, your life will never be the same.
Amen.
And this is a prophetic word from the Father that if you go watch that video and you truly dissect what is in that video, it will teach you how to be a woman and a man of God in the prayer room. Amen.
Amen.
And that is how you will overcome the great tempter. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without further ado, tonight, Wednesday night is our Wednesday night Bible study through Hallelujah, More Than a Conqueror Ministries and Evangelist Rita. Are you there, Rita?
Yes, I'm here.
Would
There's
you share the information?
Let's see. Hold on for 1 second.
Yeah, y'all bear with her for one moment. Hallelujah.
It's on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number dial-in is 515-606-5192. The access code is 676212. Hashtag that's 515-606-5192, code 676212, hashtag.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I keep encouraging each one of you, please, Bring somebody on a Monday night. Bring somebody on a Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's fill this place. Go out this week and witness to somebody. Go out this week and share the gospel with somebody. Because let me tell you, Kitty World would not have known about this radio broadcast if we had not met inside of the extra space storage. Hallelujah. Sister Elma and I would not have known each other if we hadn't met on Facebook. So, hallelujah, as those different testimonies there are, as a man was here tonight that my wife and I ministered to, I pray that you guys continue to keep this young man, this man in prayer. His name is David, and he's going through a turmoil in his life right now, but he's finally been given hope when he talked to me and my wife, and the Lord Jesus gave him that hope. Hallelujah. So continue to keep that name in your prayers. Hallelujah. We need to pray down the stronghold and pray for him for strength and more than an overcomer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we come humbly before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord, thanking you for your love, your peace, and your kindness this evening. Thank you for your word coming tonight to share with us how to overcome the great tempter. And thank you, Jesus, for showing us how, Father, we can stand in unity and how we can get to this straight and narrow path and stay on it, Father. In Jesus' name we pray that we have a great and wonderful night and see everybody on Wednesday night.